Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and thanks again for tuning in to The Fabulous Medium with your host, Dustin Livers. I realize that it is Friday, it is noon, and that many of you may be tuning in from work, and that is totally fine. I appreciate that. And I really want to talk about a more spiritual topic. So Two weeks ago when I did my last show and I was mentioning a lot of spirituality, I got a lot of feedback actually from people saying that they appreciated that. So I think I'm going to stick with that. So I actually met with a professor at IU South Bend here in South Bend. I don't know if I'm allowed to say her name over the air, but I'll just say Dr. Day. So I'm just going to use her first name. And we were discussing about technology, okay? And we were talking about how people today are using it all over. I mean, she was saying she goes to dinner and she'll be looking around and people will have their phones out on the table while they're eating with other people. And I mean, for me being a millennial, I'm seeing this, it's kind of normalized for my generation, I believe. But a lot of people, like from Day's generation, this is really just a totally new phenomenon. It's really something. So we got to talking. And I said, well, what I think is interesting is I see people using their phones at the gym. Okay, so I like to work out. I like to make sure, you know, I'm in fit shape. I like to dance. I like to do a lot of physical activities. and so when I'm like sitting at the gym in between reps and I'm resting, I'll look around and I'll see people actually like texting or being on Facebook using their phones. And that's actually hurting their goal to work out and build muscle, because your muscles, okay, are there's a certain window or like period of time in between your reps where they're ready for the next one. And if you exceed that window, like where your muscles are contracting, then it takes more energy and you're not getting as much of a bang for your buck when you're working out as you would if you were timing your reps or, you know, keeping a mental note and not getting sidetracked with technology. So I was telling Day, I was like, well, it's more than just impacting our social lives, you know, and like she was stating with eating at the table. When you're at the gym, it's now impacting an actual goal. Your goal to lose weight or to gain muscle, whatever your goal is in the gym, is now being compromised because of your phone. Okay, so it's more than just an inconvenience. It's actually hurting you because you're doing this. So we were talking and she was like, I know many people who can't even live without their phone. And I said, really? I said, well, I used to do this thing back when I was in high school. Okay, now this is many years ago, where I would actually put up my phone or my iPod and just put it away for like a whole weekend. And I said, I have not done that since like my senior year in high school. I went to Mishawaka High School here in Mishawaka in Indiana. And I said, Day, I said, I am going to go on a modern day spiritual retreat from technology. And that was how this whole thing got started. I said, I used to do this in high school. I haven't done it in probably 5 or 6 years. I know I can do it. Now, my best friend, this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, is telling me, no, you won't be able to live without technology. There's no way you can do it. And I said, no, I'm going to do it. I said, if anybody knows me, they know that when I stick to my something, I'm going to do it. My word, I deliver. I mean, seriously, I've always done that ever since I was in high school. And I did it. And so I want to share with you guys a lot of insights and feelings and things that actually came up when I was doing this. So if you guys have followed my blog, I actually did a few videos where I read from my journal. And this is a big deal too. So I have not journaled in probably like a year, and then when I do, it's for maybe a week or two at a time, and then it's kind of gone. My blog has been sort of it has been, I think, a journal for me. And it's also so I'm meeting my fan base halfway because a lot of people are wanting me to write a book. I tentatively writing, we'll see what happens with that. But the blog is really to meet people halfway, and so a lot of things came up in this spiritual retreat, I have to tell you guys. I really did feel more centered. I felt stronger, more, I would use the word whole. So, and my goodness, I did not realize how many times a day I have checked my phone. I mean, my God, like 45 minutes would go by and I would look for my phone. And then I would think to myself, oh yeah, I'm disconnecting. And then I was content with it. It wasn't like I was fiending or sweating or having like withdrawal symptoms or something like, my God, I need this. But it was really insightful to see just how connected I have been to my phone. Now, when it came to other technologies, I gave up TV. Okay. So I was like, what do I do with myself? And I went out. So my mom came, picked me up because I gave up my car. I know this was a serious retreat, guys. Car, TV, phone, I mean, technology. I was like, this is good out of here. I'm giving it up. And my mom picked me up. We went out for lunch. And I remember during that lunch, I was very present. I was not distracted. I was aware of everybody in the room. And now I typically am present, but not to this degree. This was powerful. It was a powerful being present experience. I mean, to be not really like looking like at everybody in the room or like what's on the TVs at the restaurants or what's going on, but I was just so aware. And my mom would ask me things like like just she would mention things in conversation, and I could remember remember every detail she would say in the conversation. It wasn't just, oh, I get the overlaying picture. I mean, I could remember the colors of the things she was describing, the adjectives she was using for the things she was describing. I remember we went to pick up groceries, and I was even aware of my aunt's list on the refrigerator. And it said that they needed taco seasoning. And like, it wasn't like I was, reading all of their stuff. I just happened to notice it. And then she said, do we need anything more from the store? And I said, oh my God, yeah, it's Julie's list that she had on the fridge, because my mom and my aunt are twins. They live together. I said, she needs taco seasoning. And I was like, I never would have picked that up if I had my phone, you know, because I would have been checking in between the times I was talking with my mom on my phone or, you know, it was just that kind of stuff, you guys. It was very, it was just refreshing and empowering. It really was. And I realized that I'm not airheaded. It just seems like I'm distracted by things. Not like they're negative things, but for my job, I have to be very much on top of getting text messages or phone calls or emails. And so I'll always be checking those probably like every couple hours or so. But it's not like I always have my phone in my hands. You know, I mean, my goodness, I take dance classes. I'm in class at the university. I have clients. You know, I also have a life. You know, I watch TV and I like to not be interrupted, and I cook and I'd like to not be interrupted. So I, you know, I have hobbies, and but it was just so again, empowering, feeling whole, just really reconnecting. And that was the whole thing I wanted, was to reconnect. And it was a spiritual experience too, because I could feel my own energy, like very strongly, okay? More so than when I meditate. So when I meditate, I'm aware of my energy. I can feel it. I know I'm at peace. I know I'm good. But this was a feeling of just, I just, the word power just keeps coming to me. It was just a feeling of, you know, I'm here. I'm very much a part of this world. I'm aware of everything I'm going through. And like I can impact the world, you know. It was just, it's hard. I know it sounds a little cheesy when I say it that way, but it's just do it yourself. That's all I can say. Give yourself a weekend away from technology, and I kid you not, you will seriously be seeing the world in a whole different way. It was really cool too to be driven around, you know, because I'm so used to driving. I mean, you guys, I am extremely independent. I have my own house, my own car, my own education. There's nobody there to help me wake up in the morning. You know, I have to prepare all my own meals. I, you know, pay all my own bills. No parents don't help out with anything financially. I give them, and I have to initiate the calls. My mom and dad don't call me. I have to call them, you know, and, same with my friends. Well, my friends do call me, but for my, close circle, I'm usually the one that initiates. But anyway, so it's just, it was really empowering. The second day, I can remember, because this was 2 days long, you guys remember. So the first day, I went out with my mom, went grocery shopping, and then we even signed up for dance classes together. So that would never have happened if I would have had my phone on me that day, because I was so present. We had a 20 minutes to kill when my brother was at CVS. We stopped by CVS before we went to the grocery store. And we were like, what are we going to do for 20 minutes? And we looked around and we saw this antique shop. So we went over to the antique shop. Turns out they were closed. Then we're looking around at other buildings and we see this dance studio. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. And we go inside. We didn't think it would even be open. And the door opened. I was like, oh, my God, this is interesting. So we go inside. And we're like, there's like two staircases. There's one going down. There's one going up. And we just look at each other like, where do we go? You know, and they're deep. They're long staircases. Okay. We're not talking like 3 or 4 steps outside your back patio or something. This was like a full on staircase. And I said, something's telling me we have to go up. So we go up the steps and we're like yelling at these people, you know, is anybody there? And this lady pops up from above and is like waving at us. And so, yeah, we went all the way up the steps and we signed up for dance classes, long story short. And we have a wonderful instructor named Jan. She's a lovely lady. And we've gotten closer together because of it. So that happens. And then this is still on the first day. I'll get to the second day here in a second. And then after that happens when we were at the grocery store. We're going through Kroger, and I notice a gay couple inside. And I've never ever seen a gay couple at Kroger before. Definitely not an attractive couple, and one that actually looked like they were working well together. And they were pretty young. They were probably in their mid-20s. And it was really timely for me. It was a timely experience. First of all, I never would have noticed them if I had my phone on me. I'm just being honest. And then it was timely because I'd just been broken up with this past right in the spiritual retreat. So it actually happened during and it was like almost like a cleanse in my energy. Like it was like my energy was literally getting rid of anything negative, and that relationship turned out to be negative. I didn't see it in the beginning, but I definitely saw it at the end. And it was just kind of a renewed, like, hoping experience for me to be able to see this young gay couple handing groceries to each other, looking at the ingredients together, and then packing it in a cart together. Like, they're a team, they're working together, they're in the Midwest, they're able to make this, work. They were very collaborative. And I was just like, wow, that's what I want in a relationship. That happened. I mean, my God, you guys, there were so many, like, just things you don't notice that when you do, it's like, oh my gosh, this is I believe it was a sign, but it was just like, wow, this was just so powering. And then at the end, okay, as we're checking out the groceries, it turns out that the Kroger people put in two bottles of wine. Or somehow two bottles of wine got put into my bags because when I got home and I'm unpacking, I looked and I realized there are two bottles of wine I didn't purchase. And it was really funny because in the middle of them scanning, the computer system shut down. And when my energy is really intense or it's strong, I do affect technology, and the computer totally shut down while they were doing it for a good like 30 seconds, and then it came back on. And I just started smiling to myself and my mom because I said, my energy is just so strong right now, just connecting from this technology and really reconnecting to my own spiritual energy, to my own self, and my connection to my higher power. So, I mean, it was just all validating for me. Super validating experience. And that was just day one. Seriously, day one. I mean, I'm manifesting wine in my life. And I did drink those bottles. They were delicious. And I'm manifesting dance in my life. That's what I wanted. This all happened in this one weekend. And I love dancing. I post about it all the time. It's one of the things that makes my heart sing. I wanted to bond more with my mom. That happened. I wanted to make sure I was in a good relationship. That's what I've wanted for a few months now. And the guy that I was exclusive with, we weren't full-on couple, but we were exclusive. We were just talking to each other. Left my life, and it was definitely for the better after calling me names and putting me down. But I mean, my goodness, it was just all of this happened, a totally just super powerful experience. So day two, you guys, and I do want to take a call here, but we'll see, because I do realize that there's a lot that's going to go into this. So I just want to really share this again to inspire other people to do this, because I think, you don't have to go rent a cabin out in the woods or go on a vacation or you don't even need any of that. You can do this in your own home. You just have to stick to it and allow the process to just take over, because your energy knows what it needs. And when you don't have all those distractions, you will be more present for that inner voice. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say here. And I mean, you will just be totally taken care of because of that inner voice. You'll just know what you need. So, day two, excuse me, It actually started at midnight because I was still awake from day one, and I decided to go out dancing. There was a big club event here in South Bend, and so I went there, and I'm nervous of going places by myself. Okay, I should rephrase this. I can go shopping by myself. I can even eat by myself. But when I'm gonna go to a big dance party or like a club or even, well, not so much bars because I can sit at the bar stools at the bar, and I can make new friends really easily wherever I go. that shouldn't be a shock to anybody. But no, the I am nervous though when it comes to clubs. Because I usually go in a group. I like to have a place where I can sit down, put my coat up. I can go dancing with people. I don't have to worry about people like roofing me. My God, I can't believe I even have to say that. But we live in that day and age. It's a reality, you guys. It's a scary place. So, I do find myself nervous. I was not nervous. So I allowed myself to use the car. Okay. So I said, all right, I'm going to drive at midnight just because dance so much that this is going to be an experience that I really would like. Music is empowering. It just, no matter, it doesn't have to be new age, Kundalini music or something like for yoga. I mean, just even modern music is fine. It's whatever really sings to you, and gets you to connect to your inner self. And I was like, that this is going to be something that I can make arrangements for because I know it's going to impact me in a meaningful way. And so I did that. So I drove by myself to Wuxi and went inside by myself. I didn't know if I would know anybody. I was taking a risk. This was hard for me. I can feel the lump in my throat. I can feel myself being self-conscious. What am I wearing? What am I looking like? Am I even going to know anybody in there? I was really nervous. I mean, this is one of the places that I get nervous is when I'm in a big group of all these people dancing and I don't know if I'm going to, be okay because there's really no place to like sit down and, have your own space. So I did it. I went. I felt more empowered than I usually do. When I went inside, I knew tons of people. I mean, I felt like I was led there. I really did. I knew the woman by the coat rack. Her name was Megan. She runs a great organization here in town called Trees. You guys should look it up. It's wonderful. Does a lot of things for our community. I knew people in the back corner at the table. I would go sit down with them when I needed a break in between dancing. I knew people that I could dance with. I had more than a handful of people that I knew. And I even had one friend who went and was getting us drinks. I mean, it was seriously an eye-opening, powerful experience. And I was like, it's kind of silly for me to feel self-conscious of going to clubs alone or really anywhere alone, unless there's like people with like guns or they're really going to hurt you or they're prejudiced or something. I mean, my God, be safe, take care of yourselves. My goodness, be aware of your surroundings. But for a safe bar, Wuchi in town, it was silly, I believe, for me to feel that way. And that was so empowering. I did it. I got over my own fears, my own beliefs. I did it. And it was so wonderful for me. I mean, that was one of the best highlights of the whole retreat experience was going out that night. So that was wonderful, but not so much the next morning. I mean, my God, I think I woke up at like 10, which is way late for me. I get up usually at 8. That's a whole 2 more hours. I remember trying to cook breakfast. I was a little fumbly here and there, but I did it. After being up to like 2 a.m. or something. and then I remember doing household chores, without social media, without computer. It is honest to God meditation. I am kidding you not. You don't have to sit out on a blanket in prayer, Buddhist monk position, you know, waiting to hear the voice of God or your guides or whoever. You don't need that, okay? That's not something you need. Meditation can be active. It's called active meditation. And a lot of my students and people that write into me ask about meditation, especially in regards to their intuitive development. And I always tell people, you don't need to just sit, you know, you really don't. I mean, I remember taking laundry and being aware of all of the spots on my clothes, if there were any, or, you know, places that I needed to put stain remover on, or, being aware of just even the different pieces. And I was like, wow, I know I could pair this piece with this piece and that would look really nice. Or I could do this with this and that would look really nice. And I don't think like that. I don't, you know, I usually just grab it, throw it in there and then turn it on. But this was a very step-by-step mindful process. I mean, this whole time, without technology, it forces you to be present. It forces you to be mindful. It forces you. There's no way you cannot be present or mindful, at least to a better degree, if you're not distracted by all of the hustle and bustle of being, you know, quote unquote, plugged into the technological world. I mean, this is something that I want to practice way more than, you know, even once a year. I mean, my goodness, I would love to be able to do this at least one weekend a month. Seriously, it was that powerful. And I realized my work was better. I had clients come in. And I mean, I was just so much more relaxed. My mediumship process of reading people was just, it just flowed. It was like a conversation, like without having to really think about anything. I mean, the words, this information, it just flowed. If you want to talk about plugging in, this is going to plug you back in to your own life, to your higher power. Excuse me, I was sick this past week. That's why I didn't have my show. But oh my gosh, and I know that people are upset about that. I apologize. But I really, this was just, it was profound. I mean, just profound. So after doing the chores, even going outside, I didn't realize that I haven't been around my own yard since moving in, ever since like November. So I moved into the house. I know I mentioned this, I think about a month back or two. When I went outside, I noticed that there were dead flower beds. And I said, wow, I've never noticed these before. They're like in the corner of the house. Bagged them up, threw them in the trash, went in the backyard, and I found dog toys. I was like, wow, I've never seen these before. And I actually packed them up. There was like a pooper scooper and like some like squeaky dog toys. And even with that little harness thing that like sticks in the ground that, you know, goes onto their collars, like a leash or something, so they don't run away. And that was even in the backyard. And I was like, I've never seen that before. I packed that up and gave them to my neighbors because my next door neighbors have a dog, you know, and I've actually known my next door neighbor since like fourth grade. So they were very receptive to that. It was a really cool thing. But no, I never noticed any of that until I took this weekend to be fully present in myself and in my life. And if people did this, it's self-care, but it's so much more. It's being a part of life, being a part of the world. I mean, this, it was just, I felt so, it sounds really funny, but like worldly. And when you're talking to a medium, or even just like someone who works with energy or is intuitive, a lot of us aren't the most grounded people, and we don't always have the best like physical worldly skills. A lot of us are really bad with technology, like me. I only know how to run a few things. But this really forced you to be in the world and to be present and to do stuff. So, I mean, it was just so powerful. Let me see here. Trying to read my notes here. So I was able to manifest stuff like the wine. I enjoyed myself from dancing. Oh, there was even a lot of stuff that happened physically. So, the Kroger checkout line, the whole computer shop for a while when I was went up to the line. When I was here, just in my house, pens were falling off desks in other rooms. Like I wasn't even in the room, and pens were like falling. A little what was I gonna say? Like a little hook thing that's in my kitchen fell. I wasn't even let's see. That was just a few things just even in the rooms. And I know that I'm a physical medium. I know I have some physical mediumship. I've done what we call sitting before, which is a whole nother topic for another day. But I didn't realize how much energy I had, until I was really coming back and seeing it, and feeling my energy come back. So that's not to say technology is bad, you guys. It's a wonderful thing. I'm able to inspire many people online. I know last yesterday, my God, I had a girl after class tell me that she was just feels better after seeing my outfits. She said I'm so rushed day to day. I can't, I don't have time for myself. But then when I see you, it gives me hope that, oh yeah, I can do that. I could look like that. I can, one day when I have time, I can do that. Now, if you're gonna ask me, I think you could make. Okay, no, I'm not gonna like argue with her. My God, that wasn't what this was about. But I felt so humbled, but also so grateful that I don't even have to say anything, and people are of just like what I wear. They're inspired by just my clothing, Last week I had a client tell me that she feels safe just with me in the room because I don't stand for people belittling others. I don't stand for people calling people names. I don't stand for people, doing any of that. And I never do any of that. Never put down, friends. If I offer criticism, it's constructive. How can we fix this or not, but, hearing that from last week and yesterday, it really opened my eyes. And this spiritual experience, you guys, this was 2 weeks ago. I'm still feeling the effects of it. I still feel more presence. Now, granted, a few days later, excuse me, I still have a little bit of a cough. But I was just, even while laying in bed, just able to think, to have my head clear, to be able to really be with myself, and that's powerful. I caught myself even saying on Tuesday in class, we're talking about horrible things. We're in crisis and trauma counseling right now, so you guys can just imagine the stories we have to listen to. I mean, you just trust me. If you don't even have any triggers or psychological problems, you will after you hear these stories. If you don't have a safety net in place. But anyway, I caught myself telling my friends after this was happening, after the retreat and everything, I said, everything I need is here. And I'm just like pointing at myself from my head to my head. Everything I need is here. It's like safe. That I was feeling it. I was seriously feeling it. I felt powerful and strong in this, and it was still since this spiritual retreat. I mean, my goodness, it was, that was just so profound. You know, we both took 20 seconds to just think about that and feel it. And we were like, oh my God, because that just like came out of me. You know, I'd like to, but I mean, it just came out. It wasn't like I thought about it or I, you know, what can inspire this person today? You know, no, there was no thinking, no created anything. That was just all I need is here. And I mean, those words are so true. Seriously. You know, I use my voice for everything, basically. I'm very well, you know, with my readings, it's all communicating. I have to vocalize when I do public speaking events, presentations. That's pretty much all what school is now in graduate school. You know, I lecture, all of it, everything I do is basically using my voice. And everything I need is here. I mean, you guys, oh my God, it was seriously something. I just need a second on that, because that was just, it was just such a powerful energy. It really was. So I realized that this show's also a little different. Seems like I do different stuff every week. I guess I am a little more versed than I think I am. You get to really get a bird's eye view of your life, of what you enjoy, of why do you wake up in the morning? You know, none of us need to do anything. People always say, well, I have bills, I have kids. Well, really, you could just sit on your ass all day long and not do anything, you know, and until you get like caught for like neglect or something, you know, if you have kids or, you know, and you get sent to jail, you could just sit there and not do anything. Or you could even run away. I mean, my God, you know, you could run away from your life. Why do we do anything? And question is just, it was so profound in my mind. And when I had time to think about this, why do I do anything? Why? And it's all to inspire, to heal other people. And whether that's through making them laugh, through getting them to have a good time, through processing their trauma, their experiences, or letting them know that their loved ones are still okay on the other side, and that there's, for, you know, I mean, is what I do. That's just, yeah. And I mean, I would never trade it for anything else. You know, it's a lot of work, I'm not going to lie to you guys, but it's so rewarding, you know, to really be able to be, you know, especially when I was talking to this guy, the guy that I was just had a breakup with. He was trying to tell me I didn't know myself. And that I was immature and conceited and self-absorbed. And basically like I didn't care. And I was all, you know, how to respond to this. You know, if anyone knows anybody who's studying counseling, I mean, that's kind of like totally the opposite of anybody in counseling, you know, and you can kind, there's like a lot of hoops that you have to go through to be a counselor. program, especially a graduate program. And trust me, they weed out the people who have those qualities. And you will not serve. They have gatekeepers. Even if you get all A's, you will not. You will not become one. And I told him, I said, no, you don't know me. And that was powerful for me to be able to say that. And it was kind of funny. My other friends both had breakups within 3 days, or 2 days, I think, even, of all by guys of the same name. And we were all dumped by the guy with the same name. And apparently there was a full moon when this happened. So my friend Stacy is telling me, she goes, God damn it. She said, it's the freaking lunar energy. Moon. So bringing out the true colors of those bastards, you know. Yeah, excuse my language. It's rated PG-13, so I'm allowed to say that. But it was really, really, you know, to have that, to see it happen. I have really appreciated this experience. I appreciated Day for inspiring me to do this. And I just want to say that, if any of you guys do this, please send me an email. I encourage you to journal about it, to write about it, to try to challenge to do this, because it was just, oh my gosh. I mean, it was just what I needed, seriously, what I needed. And to really feel the stress on your body. You know, the lump in your throat, the pressure in your head, the pressure on your chest, the tightness in your back and your shoulders, you know, wherever it's held, you will realize how strong it really is when you do this, when you do a retreat, you know. Devote your time to not only yourself. Okay, because that was one of my motivations, was to be with myself, to learn more about myself, to be with myself. But my other motivation was to inspire and to help others do this. So I would encourage you to keep both in mind if you do this, because it was just so wonderful. And nobody does. Nobody does it, you know. And what we could change that. We really could. You could be one of the first in your who will say, oh my God, they're so spiritual. I'm just teasing. I really am. But no, it really is a spiritual experience. Really, really is. I mean, there's no way it couldn't be. I mean, you're reconnected. You're so in the world when you do this. So you guys, I feel fulfilled from this. I really do. I still feel more whole. Even my optimism has increased. You know, I'm naturally and typically an optimistic person. I believe people are naturally good. I believe they can take control of their own lives and they can help others to do so as well. But, you know, I mean, I just turn on the news or I read the newspaper. And I hear all of these traumatic stories, not only from my clients, but in class and friends, you know, and it really makes you discouraged about, wow, how could people do this? What do we live in? When you take a retreat and you reconnect and you get that bird's eye perspective, it really restores your faith in humanity. And I even wrote this down in my journal. I mean, my faith in people has just increased after this. I realized that, you know, there is a plan. When you reconnect and you feel it, you can almost feel the energy of, like, I don't, it sounds really cheesy, but like, of like the, just the world, like it's something in the air. I don't know. It's just, you just do it. Just do it. I can talk about it all day. I've talked 20 minutes. Just do it. Just do it. All right, you guys. So I do have a few other things that I wanted to talk about. So I have started a couple new journeys. So one is to be a graduate research assistant for a woman named Dr. V at Western Michigan University. So I was just accepted ago. I know a lot has happened in the past 2 weeks. That's my life, you guys, seriously. She is pushing for this. I'm also going to be pursuing a spirituality, culture, and health certificate through WMU. And apparently there's funding for graduate students. So hopefully it'll totally be funded and I'll be able to do it for free. Because that will just be such a valuable resource. You know, there aren't enough spiritual therapists in the world. You know, there's a lot of clergymen, there's a lot of pastors, and they do a type of spiritual therapy, you know, through a Christian or Catholic based model. But what about people who aren't Christian or Catholic? You know, what about like atheists or Buddhists or Hindus? That's where the role of a spiritual therapist comes in. You know, we take people with their own spiritual worldviews and models and work with them in their lives, you know. And a lot of times, I can't tell you how many people come into my office and I'm the first person they've ever told about experience that they had. You know, I've heard from many people that they claim to have heard the voice of God, that they claim to see signs, that they claim that they felt this energy push them to do this, and it brought them to where they are today. You know, so many people, when they get their degrees or they careers, they thank God. Well, where was that experience that you first had that you believe was from God that pushed you into this way? And we talk about that. Meaning in that. Such a healing and powerful experience. You guys, and you can book a spiritual therapeutic session with me on my website, www.dustinlivers.com, because spiritual therapy is, it's not necessarily a reading, although we can do a little there, but it's a lot about actual internalizing of an event and really making meaning and understanding what that means and moving it. And there's like, you know, we can come up with goals and plans and all that. There's a lot of tools I have, you guys, but that's the basics. And it's just so powerful. Really, really is just so powerful. So I encourage you guys to check that out. but yeah, it's just, I mean, really, I don't think I even have other words to describe it. Just check it out for yourself. So that's the new, I've been doing it for a long time, but I finally did put it online. So it's there. So yeah, the Spirituality, Culture, and Health Certificate Graduate Research Assistant, and I'll be doing, I think, about 10 hours a week, I think, for her remotely. So that's a big endeavor that I'm going to be embarking on. I think I'm also not going to run as a senator for Student Government Association again. You know, it was a wonderful experience when I did it, but I just don't think it's needed anymore. I did it mostly to volunteer. So I usually volunteer at so many hours a week, time for community events or to help people, or just my own donation to the world for the betterment of my fellow man. But I decided to dip those hours into SGA. And they were nice. I like SGA. It was fun. But I really don't think I'm going to run again. So, you know, I know they're going to miss me. I just don't think I'm going to run again. But I enjoyed it. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, I changed my Twitter name and I changed my Instagram name from Dust10 and Dustin Livers, just my name, to Fabulous Dustin. So I'm sure if you guys have seen online on my Facebook, my sign, the fabulous Dustin Livers, it is going to go in my front yard, excuse me, once I get the proper mounting materials. I don't know why when you order stuff online, it doesn't come with mounting materials. Like, what do they think you're going to do with it? Like, put it up on your wall or something in your living room? Like, no, it's obviously meant to be an outdoor sign. Like, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. That's the story for another day. So I'm going to bump that out, and I just decided to go with the theme, Fabulous Dustin. So if you follow me on Twitter, just follow Fabulous Dustin, and the same on Instagram. So that's new. what else is happening? So yeah, dance lessons, Zumba. I'm actually going down to Indy this weekend because after recovering from being sick for a week, you guys, this was, I think, the longest I've been sick since I was in third grade. A whole week. I wasn't in bed the whole week, but I was sick for an entire week. And I just decided I need to get out of here. I need to live my life. I need to have fun. So I'm going down to visit my friends Jared and Izzy in Indianapolis. And they're actually, Jared is a drag queen. And Izzy, I don't think he's a drag queen, but he may be similar to a drag king. I'm not sure. But if you guys stalk me online, you can actually find them. I think Jared's name is Jerica. It's Jerica something. His stage name, and I know that Izzy's is Titanium Steel Yo Weave. So they want me to come down and be their special guest for this weekend. So I'm so excited to see what they have prepared and what they have. And hopefully I'll get to actually steal the mic and say a few words on behalf of the LGBT community, or just to have even brighten up a few people's days while I'm down there. So we'll totally see. It's going to be wonderful. So you guys, I just want to thank you again for tuning in to Dustin, the Fabulous Medium. Excuse me, I'm thinking this is my blog. Please, I also encourage you to check out my actual blog, Dustin's Fabulous Life on Blogspot. I just want to thank so many people for checking it out online. I've had, I think, 3,000 views so far on my blog on Blogspot. Again, for tuning into my radio show, I've had a total of, I think, 1,000 listens so far on this radio show. So I just, again, thank you so much. You guys inspire me to be able to inspire you. So I just, it's a whole, it's just all, it's collaborative, it's all connected, and it all just pushes and feeds on itself. So it just keeps me going. You know, that question, why do you get up in the morning? Why do you do what you do? That I encourage you guys to really think about that. You don't have to necessarily go on a whole modern spiritual tree, although I really, really encourage you, but really try to connect with yourself, with your higher power. And why do you get up? Why do you do it? You don't have to, but why do you do it? And really think about that and hold on to it and really keep going. Oh my gosh, you guys. Oh, this is so great. So I really also encourage people to always call in, even if you don't necessarily want to speak. You're always welcome to call and if you don't want a reading, I mean, offer your feedback. Everybody's totally comfortable with getting a reading, and that's fine. But I just encourage that feedback. If you guys please, if comments on my Facebook page, you go to Dustin Livers. It's not the A, that's my personal Dustin Livers, excuse me. If you click on events, you can see all of my events that are coming up. I believe my Riverside Bar reading is coming up. I'm going to be going down to Indy again to do readings at a golf club, although that reading is, unfortunately, it's only for golf club members. I also am doing a lot more weddings lately. I think I have three or four of them that are actually scheduled, but weddings, and I'm so excited to do it. So for those of you who don't know, I'm also a reverend. You can get it for $10 online through the Universal Life Church. But yeah, please just go online and check out my events so you guys can come on out and see me in action. So I did again. Thank you guys so much. It's not without you guys that I would even be doing this. And I'm going to keep doing what I can on your end. And I really want to push you guys to keep doing what you're doing on your end. So again, tune in next week. I think I'll be able to do it Friday at noon. And this is Dustin Lifers signing out. So thank you again. And in the formal module retreat tradition, to you guys, last day. Bye-bye now.